And so brave Captain Seagoon returned to Parliament, his tail between his legs.
Another botched operation.
Gentlemen, our spying mission has failed, but there's no need to panic. How far away is the Spanish fleet now?
17 miles. 17 miles.
17 miles out to sea? That gives me a wonderful idea.
What?
We must start building some ships.
Oh, come now, let's not go mad. These things have to be discussed.
I agree. Now, if these... I don't know what Fred Henry's doing in here. Now, if these Spaniards should start firing at us, then we can take it that they are hostile. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, and in that case, the warning beacon must be lit. We must dispatch some cavalry at once to warn the official beacon lighter.
Hi, sir. I'll send the king's horse.
Yes, and send the king's rider as well. And all. And so the cavalry set off by way of Pina and rode all night, save a stop for dinner, which I would describe to you in all its courses, only I can't hear myself speak for these blasted horses.
Thank you.
And all. And they made good speed all along the way, for the colonel rode a piebald and the captain rode a bay. And the piebald was a fast horse, and the bay a cert, stone bonker. But alas for Captain Seagoon, who rode a chestnut, well, not so much a chestnut as a conker. So on and on our gallant band ride ahead, until they reach the district where the beacon lighter resides, dead.